Hello, I'm Mike.
I'm Max.
My name's Kat.
I'm Lola. We are the Wilsons.
Yes, and this is how the Wilsons save the world.
Phone down, Kat. We're eating.
Oh, that's such a lovely noise.
What are we having, Dad?
Well, veggie Indian, Lola. Tarka dal, bhajis from our homegrown onions, and mutter paneer.
Paneer.
Oh, mutter paneer. Nice.
We were just making the dad jokes before you did.
Come on, you love my cheese puns.
Speaking of which, I just got the tickets for the Welsh Cheese and Literature Festival.
Yes, Words and Curds. Best festival ever.
Yay!
3 days of literary discussions set to a backdrop of Wales's finest monger of cheeses. Blessed are the cheesemakers. You having that one, Kat?
Kat, phone.
You know, Mum, I'm actually discussing Frida Kahlo with the girls from the Feminism Club, so...
She's not. She's talking to her boyfriend.
Oh. Who's this? What's his name?
His name's Finn. He's in my year. Send help. Death by dad jokes.
I could use you as a case study, Kat. The library's making a series of webinars about internet addiction. You know, people who stare at their phones and ignore the real people in their lives, their loved ones. Like their family, who are right in front of them, slipping octopuses into their bras.
That's really cool, Mum.
It's octopi, Mum. Plural of octopus.
See, Kat, Lola doesn't have a phone, so she didn't miss the chance to correct my grammar. You missed out there.
Sorry, you have the platform, Mum. Say about your thing.
At work, we've been making a series of videos, webinars they're called, about all the dangers of fapping. That's what you said it was called, Mike.
You don't know that word, Kat? I thought you were up with all the cool lingo.
Oh, no, yeah, sure, Dad. I'm not up with the cool lingo.
Fapping. It's a slang word used to describe people that snub the real people around them and look at the internet on their phone.
Oh, no, Mum, that's fubbing? I think fubbing.
Oh, that makes much more sense. Phone, snub, fub. It's a delightful portmanteau, Mum.
So what's fapping, then?
You don't want to know.
Is it rude?
I'll show you online, but Dad's got the parental block on, so...
It is rude.
Tell me!
No, not in front of Lola, Mum. I mean, I can mime it. There's a pretty universal mime.
No mime, Kat. Just whisper it. Oh my.
What's so funny about drilling for natural gases?
No, Lola, that's fracking!
Fracking, Lola, and that's a really bad thing too.
Lola, can you go and do your homework?
Oh, it's easy. It's just a project on farm animals. What are we, six?
Just go. Oh, God, is that really what fapping means? Like personal admin, ménage à moi.
Yep, the devil's downtime.
What's wrong, Max? Did you use that word today? Oh, come on. Did you embarrass yourself in front of all 10 people who work at the library?
Kat, can you just open YouTube and type in Oxfordshire Library Action Webinars?
Right, here we go. Play.
Didcot Central Library. Web Seminars. Module 9.
Hello, and welcome to Didcot Central Library and this seminar that's all about fapping. And yes, I admit it, I'm a compulsive fapper. We've all been there, you're sitting in a boring meeting and you find your hands are creeping under the table and before you know it, you're fapping away.
Wow!
Oh, God! Turn it off! How many views has it got?
How many views do the library videos normally get?
50? 60?
All right, then. Well, this one's got 2.5 million. Have watched you confess to being a fapping addict.
I want to die.
Oh, come on, Mum. It's not that big a deal. It's funny. This might actually be the coolest thing you've ever done.
Oh, how do I take it down? Why can't I work the internet?
Dad, what did you mean when you said that fracking is bad too?
Yeah, Mike, what did you mean by that?
Well, we all know fracking's bad, don't we? It's terrible for the environment, causes earthquakes, and everyone who does it should be sent to prison immediately.
Yeah, no, I know, but the other thing, fapping, you said that, like, it was bad too.
Well, what I mean, obviously, I think It's terrible for the environment. It causes earthquakes, and everyone who does it should be sent to prison immediately.
Wow.
He's messing about, aren't you, Mike? Look, delete. Oh, God, I think I've just shared it on Facebook. Take your phone back, Kat, before I send it to Julian Assange.
Oh, hey. Finn just sent me a picture of his dinner. His family eats normal food.
Invite him round, Kat.
No thanks.
Well, why aren't you out with him tonight? What happened to snogging in bus shelters?
No one does that anymore.
Oh, good. Glad all that unpleasantness has been done away with.
It's all on their phones these days.
Sounds nice. Wait, what is?
Mike, we should probably talk about Kat and the boyfriend that lives in her phone.
Look, it's brilliant. I thought when she got a boyfriend, she'd be up to all sorts, but she just spends all her time staring at a screen. No pregnancies, no diseases.
No, that's not good. This is the next big frontier, you know, the ethics of the internet, and we're all clueless about it.
I don't see the problem. They're just talking.
No, they're not just talking. That's not what they do. It's sexting.
Sexting?
Yeah, messages and photos. Look, I don't feel proud of this, but I peaked when she gave me her phone. He'd sent her a message saying, your turn.
Turn? Turn for what?
Well, the picture was pink and fleshy.
Fleshy?
Not like... Look, I don't know what it was. Anyway, I don't think he was saying it's her go on Words With Friends. It's her turn to send a photo.
What sort of photo? We never sent photos.
Well, because in our day, if you take those sort of photos, you'd have an excruciating conversation with the lady in boots.
They really do all this?
It was a module on our webinars. Boys pressure girls to send them photos, and when they break up, the pictures leak all over the internet forever and ever.
Oh, dear God, I need to kill something.
This is why we need to take the parental blocks off the internet.
I put that block on there for a good reason. We're supposed to live ethically, and the internet is less ethical than if Monsanto made an Ian Duncan Smith.
But it's a block for us, not them. We need to know what they're seeing and doing online and talk to them.
I can't talk to them about that stuff. That's your area. I make dinner, you catch spiders and talk to the girls about horrible boy stuff.
Well, no, that's the point, though. If she wants to know about boys, she should come to you. You were a boy once.
Not really. I mean, I tried, but I was so shy. Even now, I may have some kind of block when it comes to talking about, you know, S-E-X.
You know, when you spell it out, it sounds like you're saying Essex. Like the place.
Well, it's all right for you. You're comfortable with Essex.
Well, I mean, I literally am from Essex. I'm from Brentwood.
Yeah, but you grew up surrounded by Essex, didn't you? With a robustly enthusiastic attitude to your home county.
You can't FX shame me out, love. When we were young and broke, FX is the only thing that they can't take away from you. We couldn't always afford to go to clubs, but we could always go to
Well, I'm sorry. The way I was raised, Essex was a very dirty word.
We're still talking...
Yes, we are. Right.
Well, I suppose in an all-boys boarding school, you didn't have much experience.
More than you'd think. But you're right, though. It took me until my mid-30s to realise that women did actually like it.
I like it.
Yes, I know, but I'll be honest. I thought I'd got lucky and you were broken in some way. No, damaged, but in a good way.
Wow. Look, like it or not, Kat is becoming a woman and you can either ignore it or you can help her through it, unless you want the internet to be her dad.
No, I want to be her dad. I want to be an amazing dad.
Then you should probably start reading some of these books. Here, this is what they're doing in her feminism club. Kathleen Moran.
Right, How to Build a Girl, How to Be a Woman. I've heard of these, sort of feminist call to arms.
Yeah, that, but it's also about what we've been talking about, fleshy stuff, burgeoning womanhood, being proud of your mind and body. There's a whole chapter on teenage self-discovery in the bath.
What? What? You can't write that in a book. A book by a lady?
It's not that shocking. I reckon most women of a certain age had their first funny feelings in the bath, under the watchful gaze of the matey sailor. Captain.
Okay, no, I think it's the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Ready? I'm lifting the block. 3, 2, 1. Right, I'll be honest, I was expecting more than that. Like all ghosts and demons to come flying out of the modem.
Well, Now we've taken off the block, the internet ones and the personal ones.
Yeah, we want to have a frank, honest conversation about mucky things.
The internet is a wonderful thing and we want you to enjoy it, but be mindful, it can exploit you, okay? As bright, curious young women.
You're being very vague again, Mum.
Then what about the internet? It's adorable, it's like a dog doing a TED talk.
No, that is fair, all right? We're talking about grown-up concepts that might be hard for you to understand.
Could you use a metaphor?
Sure. What's a complicated concept but you find it easy to wrap your head around?
Brexit. Dead simple. I'm keeping up with that.
Right, well, no, that's good. So, what we're concerned about is this. So, take the news. When we were your age, there was European politics, yes, but you had to look for it. You had the paper in the morning and you had news night, but you went to it.
Yeah, and you controlled how much European politics you were exposed to. You know, sometimes you accidentally stumble across it. You might find Ken Clark under a bush. But undeniably charming.
Whereas nowadays, with the internet, European politics, it's everywhere, isn't it? All the time. You can't open your computer and then bam, there's Liam Fox or Boris Johnson. Really hard stuff. And once you've seen it, it's never unseen.
I think I understand.
Yeah, you see, you click on a harmless-looking think piece about Article 50, click follows click, and 3 days later you become an expert on the Lisbon Treaty, and you've seen David Davis. You've seen his face on average 783 times, and that sort of thing could be very harmful to an impressionable mind.
Yeah, we don't want you becoming desensitised to David Davis.
No, or thinking that David Davis is in any way normal. And like what everyone else does.
Yeah, because
he's
not.
Yeah, did that make any sense at all?
Yes, completely. Crystal clear. Brexit, clickbait, got it.
Right, pop upstairs and finish your homework.
Kat, did you get what we were on about there?
Yeah, we do all this in school. Don't be a cyberbilly.
It's not just about that. It's also about what you share online.
You might think you're sending photos to one person, but actually you're sharing it with Google or Facebook or whatever massive company owns that app. Did I use app right?
Well, you'd say FAP, so it's a step forward.
Say, for instance, someone asks you to send him photos.
That is so my business.
Yeah, that's it, though. It is your business and no one else's.
Remember your friend, Rachel Tyler? Her rendezvous went viral, and that's now going to get looked at by a university panel, and they Google her, and then...
Mum, you don't get this stuff. It's totally fine.
It is not fine. You know, not everyone is who they appear to be online.
Oh, okay. What, like old men pretending to be teenage boys so that they can connect to young girls?
Yes, exactly.
Right then, well, I'll bear that in mind, Zane Bieber.
Who's Zane Bieber?
Dad keeps trying to bring me Facebook by pretending to be a 17-year-old boy. And get this, Mum, hobbies include roller discos and pop music. Nice try, Dad.
Mike, that is really unethical.
Well, you read her messages.
What?
We are just concerned about online ethics.
No, you're not. You're controlling me. You're like a big patriarchy.
We just think you should have more respect for your...
My boobs.
No! Body.
Let me get this right. You, Mr. and Miss Free Range Ethical Parenting, are telling me what I can and can't do with my body. What is this, Saudi Arabia?
Well, that went well.
Was that a joke? Because it didn't. She stormed upstairs. She hates us. You bunged up ass clown. Mike, you're down here. You didn't come to bed last night. Mike. Oh, God, Mike, no. You haven't. You've been up all night binging online.
It's not what you think.
Oh, God, look at all these tissues.
Yes, all right, fine, I admit it. I've been crying.
Crying?
Yeah, I've just finished reading the internet.
The entire internet?
Hashtag everyday sexism, hashtag me too. I've been down a feminist rabbit hole and I may never stop crying.
Wow, that's a lot of girl power for one night. Oh, it's the postman. Hello.
Special overnight delivery for Mike Wilson. What is it, books? Your fetish for local bookshops versus e-reading devices has wreaked havoc with my lumbago.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't apologise to me. Apologise to the tract of rainforest you've destroyed. Some of those trees may have been women.
Oh, great. It's my modern feminism reading list. Catelyn Moran, Bridget Christie, Maya Angelou, Shami Chakrabarty. Yes!
What a potent metaphor. Me, the white male postman, symbol of Britain's awkward patriarchal tradition, crippled under the weight of intersectional feminism.
How are
you? I'm not even allowed to be called a postman anymore, you know.
I mean, you are.
No, the PC police come and arrest you for saying that.
Do they? Good. Next time a perv rubs up against me on the bus, I'll shout, postman, 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 see who comes running.
Point taken, Ms. Wilson. By the way, I enjoyed your library seminar. If you ever want to share your frustrations...
Postman, postman, postman! Why do you need all these books anyway? Even I haven't read the female eunuch.
I had no idea how confusing it is becoming a woman. It's like reading a Haynes manual for a big, sad, randy car made of meat and shame.
I can't disagree. Shall I make you a coffee?
Yes, please. No, no, I mean, no, God, no, don't make me anything ever again. Is that you, Kat?
Yeah. What's going on? Where's Mum?
She's at work. Sit down. I think we should talk.
Okay, actually, Dad, I wouldn't mind talking to you about this
thing. Right, I know I've been a bit rubbish about communicating to you about certain issues that have come up since you entered puberty, but I've prepared a safe space for us to have a frank dialogue, so here's a bowl of evening primrose oil capsules and a candle that smells of lavender, and feel free to play with the crocheted fallopian tubes I commissioned from Etsy. The point is, Kat, my block has been lifted. I am, as you say, fully woke.
Oh, dear God.
Or goddess. I mean, that's a good starting point. We're facing a societal dichotomy where gender has never been more fluid, but to ignore biological determinism is a tacit form of female oppression, isn't it?
You're literally just saying words. What are you on about?
I have learned, as a woman, you've been born in the middle of a centuries-long bloody war hard-fought by generations.
You know what, all this time, I thought I was born in Didcot Central.
And of course now, there's this whole new frontier of the internet, your brain's neuroplasty is still very malleable.
I'm home!
Oh, thank goddess.
What's going on?
Well, Dad's trying to talk to me about bodies, and I'm wondering if it's possible to fatally overdose on evening primrose oil, so...
Oh, dear.
It's okay. I know it's hard to talk about this stuff. I mean, have you read Catelyn Moran's book?
I told you to read it!
Okay, let's be more positive. Kat, tell me, what's the best thing about being a woman?
I'd have to say it's, the prerogative to have a little fun.
Fun?
Fun, yeah.
That's fantastic, Kat. Please go on.
Go totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men's shirt, short skirt. Only the free can feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman.
Let me just reflect back. So I'm hearing that external appearance and gender non-conformist clothing is an expression
Mike,
of...
she's messing with you. Those are the lyrics to Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
I'm amazed I didn't get that. That is literally my karaoke staple.
Yeah, I know. I wish it wasn't.
Look, the thing is, Kat, I've done the reading now, and I know you're at a crossroads, and what you think is empowering behaviour, you know, but as a good feminist, I have to tell you, you're getting it wrong and you're a bad one.
Wow. Look, Kat, what he's trying to
do... Sure, this family is so good all the time. Do you want me to put money in the ethics jar? Have I been bad? Fine, well, here's a quid for this miniskirt. Not only is it demeaning to my gender, it was made in a Bangladeshi sweatshop, so... I used a plastic straw. Oh, there was a woman struggling with her buggy on the bus, and I couldn't be asked to help her. I mean, she chose to have kids.
Kat!
It's all rubbish, Dad! Trump's backed out the Paris Accord. In China, people still leave girl babies in bins. And you think you're going to save the world by growing your own courgettes and washing out your yogurt pots? Grow up!
Go away! She's locked the door. She's crying in there and she doesn't want us. My heart hurts.
This is really bad, isn't it? I've lost my little girl. Whenever she had a problem, she used to just cuddle up to me and we'd watch Pixar movies, and now she's sexting online and ruining her chances of becoming a politician.
Oh, I don't know. acting the way that lot carry on.
Not now, come on. What are we going to do? Are we really losing our little girl?
I don't know.
Do you think we've still got time to save Lola? I mean, she hasn't been corrupted yet.
Where is she?
In the living room. She said she was doing research on the internet.
Right,
Lola!
Lola! Hey, love, what's that there you're looking at?
Oh, no!
Lola, close your eyes!
Look away!
Mum, why did you throw my laptop out the window?
What were you looking at? What did you see?
I was looking at donkeys!
Doing what?
Just donkeying! Oh. It was the website for the Donkey Rescue Centre. For my farm animals project.
Sorry, it sounded like you were watching...
Never mind what it sounded like. Mad.
Why did you throw my laptop out the window? I have my homework on there.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lola. Please stop crying.
What have we done? Right, come on, family. Cheer up, everyone. Isn't this brilliant? Words and curds. 3 days of cheese and intellectual stimulation in the valleys.
I can't relax. I'm sure people recognise me from that library video. On the rarebit stall said I was absolutely fabulous.
Come on, who wants to sniff a 24-month-aged Beaufort?
Dad, this is great. A wet field that stinks of Stilton and mouldy old paperbacks. It's just centre parks for ponces.
Oh, Kat, stop it. This isn't you.
Burn it all. Shut it down. Replace it with a Kindle and a cheese string.
Kat, what is with you?
This is so you, hypocrites. Aren't we meant to be vegan?
Well, mostly, but today we're supporting local independent dairies and artisan merchants. Emerging authors, stimulating debate. That's pretty great ethics too.
I'm not being a vegan today.
Look, that's fine, Lola. There's a dairy-free cashew truffle stall somewhere.
I'd look it up, but someone threw my laptop out the window.
Look over there.
What?
Is that who I think it is?
Hi. Excuse me, are you Catelyn Moran?
Oh, hi, yeah. Sorry, I've got a mouthful of really heavy black bomber. It's really intense.
Hi, Catelyn Moran. We're coming to see you at the Women's Voices tent.
Yeah, cheese and feminism. They're like my two favourite things.
Right, cheese and feminism. Hang on, give me a second. Germaine Greer.
Dad! Stop embarrassing us in front of Catelyn Moran.
Hey, that was solid wordplay, man.
Thank you, Catelyn Moran.
Hey, hang on. Don't I recognise you from somewhere?
It's you! You're the fapping lady!
No! No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you are brilliant. I watched that video a million times. In my house, you're bigger than the panicky Irish family catching that bat.
I'm a big fan of yours too.
Look, we're sorry to do this while you're off duty, but while we have you, we really need your advice.
Yeah, our family's falling apart, Catelyn Moran. Only you can save us.
Love, that is really sweet of you, but I'm just a hungry author. I'm not a family therapist.
Please, we need you.
Oh, I'd love to help, but I've heard there's a couple of Welsh farmers who are over there sitting on a seriously potent seam of organic mountain goat.
I just queued for an hour and I got the last portion. We could let you have it.
So, you want to bribe me for advice? With cheese? I mean, I'm not tempted, fapping lady.
Wait, Max, whatever.
Please, for cheese. It's really runny.
Okay, look, you've got until I finish this mad goat's cheese. Hit me.
Right, Kat has this boyfriend and he lives in her phone, but she's only 16 and I want to keep her safe, but I'm absolutely repressed about talking about anything to do with... Essex.
Not the county.
No. And I tried to talk to her about using modern feminism, but I made it worse, and I feel like I'm losing my little girl.
See, funny that, because all I heard is, Dad thinks he's a better woman than me, because he read the female eunuch.
And Lola hates us because we threw her laptop out of the window, with best intentions.
I have no idea what my family is talking about, and everyone at school thinks I'm weird because I know loads about European politics.
I just try so hard to be good, and I think I just mostly get it wrong.
Needy Dad. Shut up now. The thing is, you're a dad. It's literally your job to embarrass your kids and just get it a bit wrong. Young women need male role models that aren't big scary bosses or swaggering lads. They need to know that men can also be flawed, adorable doofuses. That's your job. Be a patriarch, but not the patriarchy. You're not the man, you're just... A man.
Yeah, but what about...
Shh, needy dad. Stop with the whataboutery. You've said it's impossible to talk to Kat, But have you ever considered listening to Kat? If all the men stopped flapping away telling us what the problem is and just listened instead, we might actually get somewhere. Don't tell your daughter what's wrong with the world. Let her tell you. Put some of this unexpectedly crunchy cheddar in your gob if it helps. But just be a massive, kind ear.
Right. Mm-mm. Oh, that is very good cheddar.
Lola, you are a beautiful weirdo. Lean into that. You are in charge of asking all the questions now. Never stop doing that. Kat, you're 16 and a burgeoning woman in the world, and therefore you can do no wrong at all.
What? Well, no, that's not...
Cease! Kat, you are loud and strong and the only future for this godforsaken planet. You are a young Emily Makeless on a unicorn of hope. Never let anyone tell you what to do with your body, even bad you. Only listen to good you. Listen to the best you you can be and live up to her standards, because she is a golden goddess.
Thanks, Kelly Moran.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
Yeah, thanks. Have you got one for me?
I like your shoes, fapping lady.
Take it.
Right, I'm off for a cider and a toasty. Cheers for the cheese. Bye, weird family. Bye.
That was so cool.
I know, right?
Look, I'm sorry I've been so grumpy. You know, I didn't mean all that stuff I said about being good. I really like it that we're weird and that we really try to do the right thing. I've just got a head full of stuff.
Well, I'm a massive ear. Anything you want to talk about, I am listening.
I broke up with Finn 2 days ago.
Oh, sorry, love. Because you wouldn't send him photos?
No, because he snogged someone else. In actual real life, in Starbucks, because he knows I don't go in there. I tried to tell you yesterday, but you weren't listening.
Oh, I'm sorry, and I'm sorry.
Me too. I really liked him.
At least you didn't send him any pink pictures.
Mum, I hate to tell you, but everyone's got pink pictures now. Pink pictures are not the problem. Rachel Tyler won't not get into uni because her boobs are in the cloud.
Her boobs are in a cloud.
You don't understand this stuff, but you don't have to. You're never going to keep up. Just keep open. Just be there when I've messed up and I need a cuddle and a Pixar film. And just trust me.
Yeah, I can do that.
I trust you, Kat. You've never thrown my laptop out the window.
We'll get you a new one. Right, who wants more cheese?
Hey, how do they make cheese in Wales?
Carefully.
Nice one.
The Wilson Save the World was written by Marcus Brigstock and Sarah Morgan, with thanks to Carrie Quinlan, and starred Marcus Brigstock, Kerry Godman, India Brown, Mia Jenkins, Catelyn Moran and Mike Wozniak. The producer was Julie McKenzie, and it was a BBC Studios production.